This Reformation audio resource is a production of Stillwater's Revival Books. Many free resources, as well as our complete mail order catalog containing classic and contemporary Puritan and Reformed books, CDs, and much more at great discounts, are on the web at www.puritandownloads.com. Also, please consider, pray, and act upon the important truths found in the following quotation by Charles Spurgeon. As the Apostle says to Timothy, so also he says to everyone, give yourself to reading. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read. Renounce as much as you will all light literature, but study as much as possible sound theological works, especially the Puritanic writers and expositions of the Bible. The best way for you to spend your leisure is to be either reading or praying. Welcome to a dispute against the English popish ceremonies obtruded on the Church of Scotland by George Gillespie. We are continuing to read at the prologue, which immediately follows the preface for this reading. Prologue. How good reason those wise men had for them who did not allow of the English popish ceremonies of the first introducing of these novations into the Church of Scotland, foreseeing the bad effects and dangerous evils which might ensue thereupon, and how greatly the other sort were mistaken who did then yield to the same, apprehending no danger in them, it is this day too apparent to us whose thoughts concerning the event of this course cannot be holden in suspense betwixt apprehensions of fear and expectations of hope, because doleful experience hath made us feel that which the wiser sort before did fear. Since then, this church, which was once a praise in the earth, is now brought to a most deplorable and daily increasing desolation by the means of these ceremonies, which have been both the sparkles to kindle and the bellows to blow up, the consuming fire of intestine dissensions among us, it concerneth all her children, not only to cry out, ah, and alas, and to bewail with the weeping of Jazer, Isaiah 16:9. But also to bethink themselves most seriously how to succor their dear, though distressed mother, in such a calamitous case. Our best endeavors, which we are to employ for this end, next unto praying earnestly for the peace of Jerusalem, Psalm 122:6, are these. 1. So far as we have attained, to walk by the same rule, to mind the same thing, Philippians 3:19, and to labor as much as is possible that the course of the gospel, the doctrine of godliness, the practice of piety, lie not behind because of our differing one from another about the ceremonies, lest otherwise, non-English word, grow to be non-English word. 2. In such things whereabout we agree not, to make diligent search and inquiry for the truth. For to have our judgments in our heels, and so blindly to follow every opinion which is broached, and squarely to conform unto every custom which is set afoot, becometh not men who are endued with reason for discerning of things beseeming from things not beseeming. Far less Christians who should have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil, Hebrews 5:14. And who have received a commandment to prove all things, 1 Thessalonians 5:21, before they hold fast anything, and least of all doth it become us who live in these most dangerous days, wherein error and defection so much abound. 3. When we have attained to the acknowledging of the truth, then to give a testimony unto the same according to our vocation, contending for the truth of God against the errors of men, for the purity of Christ against the corruptions of Antichrist. For to understand the truth and yet not contend for it argueth cowardliness. not courage, fainting, not fervor, lukewarmness, not love, weakness, not valor. Wherefore, since we cannot infiltrate from the troublers of our Israel that true peace, which derogateth not from the truth, we may not, we dare not, leave off to debate with them. Among the laws of Salon, there was one which pronounced him defamed and unhonest, who, in a civil uproar among the citizens, sitteth still a looker on and a neuter. Non-English words. Much more deserve they to be so accounted, of who shunned to meddle with any controversy which disquieted the church, whereas they should labor to win the adversaries of the truth, and if they prove obstinate, to defend and propugn the truth against them. In things of this life, as Calvin noted in non-English words, we may remit so much of the right as the love of peace requireth. But as for the regimen of the church, which is spiritual, and wherein everything ought to be ordered according to the word of God, it is not in the power of any mortal man, non-English words. These considerations have induced me to bestow some time and to take some pains in the study of the controversies which are agitated in this church about the ceremonies. And after due examination and discussion of the writings of such as have played the proctors for them, to compile this ensuing dispute against them, both for exonerating myself and for provoking of others to contend yet more for the truth, and for Zion's sake not to hold their peace, nor be at rest until the amiable light of the long-wished-for peace break forth out of all these confusions. Isaiah 62:1, which, O Prince of Peace, hasten who wilt ordain peace for us, for thou also hast wrought all our works in us. Isaiah 26:12. Order. Because polemic and critic discourses must follow the adversaries at the heels whithersoever they go, finding them out in all the lurking places of their elaborate subterfuges, and conflicting with them wheresoever they pitch, until not only all their blows be awarded, but themselves also all derouted. Therefore, perceiving the informality of the formalists to be such that sometimes they plead for the controverted ceremonies as necessary, sometimes as expedient, sometimes as lawful, and sometimes as indifferent, I resolve to follow the trace and to evince, by force of reason, that there is none of all those respects to justify either the urging or the using of them. And albeit the Archbishop of Spalato, non-English reference, cometh forth like an Olympic champion, stoutly brandishing and bravading, and making his account that no antagonist can match him except a prelate, albeit likewise the Bishop of Edinburgh, reference, Process in Perth, Assembly, Part 3, page 55. End reference. Would have us to think that we are not well advised to enter into combat with such Achillean strength as they have on their side. Yet must our opposites know that we have more daring minds than to be dashed with the vain flourish of their great words. Wherefore, in all these four ways, wherein I am to draw the line of my dispute, I will not shun to encounter and handle strokes with the most valiant champions of that faction, knowing that non-English words and sentence. But what? Shall I speak doubtfully of the victory or fear the foil? Nay, I consider that there is none of them so strong as he who said, we can do nothing against the truth but for the truth. 2 Corinthians 23:8. I will therefore boldly adventure to combat with them, even where they seemed to be strongest, and to discuss their best arguments, allegations, answers, assertions, and distinctions. And my dispute shall consist of four parts, according to those four pretenses which are given out for the ceremonies, which, being so different from one another, must be severally examined. The lawfulness of a thing is in that it may be done, the indifferency of it in that it may either be done or left undone, the expediency of it in that it is done profitably, and the necessity of it in that it may not be left undone. I will begin with the last respect first, as that which is the weightiest. This is the end of the prologue and the order. The first part, Chapter 1, will begin in the next recording.
Stillwater's Revival Books is now located at PuritanDownloads.com. It's your worldwide online Reformation home for the very best in free and discounted classic and contemporary Puritan and Reformed books, MP3s, and videos. For much more information on the Puritans and Reformers, including the best free and discounted classic and contemporary books, MP3s, digital downloads, and videos, please visit Stillwater's Revival Books at PuritanDownloads.com. Stillwater's Revival Books also publishes the Puritan Hard Drive, the most powerful and practical Christian study tool ever produced. All thanks and glory be to the mercy, grace, and love of the Lord Jesus Christ for this remarkable and wonderful new Christian study tool. The Puritan Hard Drive contains over 12,500 of the best Reformation books, MP3s, and videos ever gathered onto one portable Christian study tool. An extraordinary collection of Puritan, Protestant, Calvinistic, Presbyterian, Covenanter, and Reformed Baptist resources. It's fully upgradable and it's small enough to fit in your pocket. The Puritan Hard Drive combines an embedded database containing many millions of records with the most amazing and extraordinary custom Christian search and research software ever created. The Puritan Hard Drive has been produced to assist you in the fascinating and exhilarating spiritual, intellectual, familial, ecclesiastical, and societal adventure that is living the Christian life. It has been specifically designed so that you might more faithfully know, serve, and love the Lord Jesus Christ, as well as to help you to do all you can to bring glory to His great name. If you want to love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, then the Puritan Hard Drive is for you. Visit PuritanDownloads.com today for much more information on the Puritan Hard Drive and to take advantage of all the free and discounted Reformation and Puritan books, MP3s, and videos that we offer at Stillwater's Revival Books.